चंद्रा श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटर 5 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 कस्तम स्वयं तद अभिज्ञो विपश्चित अविद्यायाम अंतरे वर्तमानम दृष्ट्वा पुनस्तम सगुणा कुबुद्धिम प्रयोजयत उत्पतगम यथांदम गुरु न सस्यात् स्वजनो न सस्यात् पिता न सस्यात् जननी न सस्यात् दैवं न तस्यान्न पतिस्य सस्यात् नामोचयद्यातम उपेतम मृत्युम। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ఇంగ్లీష్ వచ్చా మీకు? ఇంగ్లీష్ వచ్చా? ఏం చేస్తారు? ఏం పని? బేల్దార్ మేస్త్రి? మీరు పని చేస్తారా చేయిస్తారా? పని చేస్తారా చేయిస్తారా? హెడ్ మేస్త్రి? ఉదయం పూట ఇంగ్లీష్లో ఉంటుంది, ఉదయం పూట ఇంగ్లీష్, సాయంత్రం పూట తెలుగు. సాయంత్రం రావాలి మేము. ఎక్కడుంటారు? వస్తూ ఉంటారు అప్పుడప్పుడు. తర్వాత ఇంత మాట్లాడండి, తెలుగులో మాట్లాడుకోవడానికి బుధం చేయాలి. ఈ సమ్ అనేది ఇగ్నోరెంట్ అడిగారు మాట్లాడు. ఈ సమ్ అనేది ఇగ్నోరెంట్ అండ్ అడిక్టెడ్ టు ది ప్యాత్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. హౌ కెన్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ లెర్నెడ్ మెర్సిఫుల్ అండ్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ engaging in fruitive activity and thus further entangling in material existence. If a blind man is walking down the wrong path, how can a gentleman allow him to continue on his way to danger? How can he approve this method? No wise or kind man can allow this. One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or worshipable demigod. Repeat. One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Purpose. There are many spiritual masters, but Rishabhadeva advises that one should not become a spiritual master if he is unable to save his disciple from the path of birth and death. Unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of birth and death. Taktvadeham punarjanma naiti mameti su Arjuna. One can stop birth and death only by returning home back to Godhead. However, who can go back to Godhead unless he understands the Supreme Lord in truth? Janma karma cha me divyam ఏవం వేత్తి తత్వత. సో హియర్ ఎనీవన్ యూ కెన్ టర్న్ అవర్ అటెన్షన్ టు కృష్ణ, నాట్ జస్ట్ గాడ్, సమ్ శక్తి, ఎనీ గాడ్, మెనీ గాడ్స్. ఆల్ కిక్డ్ అవుట్ క్లియర్లీ. గాడ్ ఈజ్ ట్రూత్, గాడ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సమ్ speculation or imagination. Just like when you have not met a person, then you have some imagination, some idea, some speculation. You can take anybody, right? Like we are in spiritual field. Did you meet Radha Govinda Swami? Any of you? You heard his name? Anyone here met Radha Govinda Swami? So, once you have met and you have heard him properly, you have seen him properly, then who can tell something about me, who are always living with me? They can have an idea, because you are interacting. Because you are watching daily, you are seeing, you are hearing, and you are taking your own observations, then you will have an idea. Otherwise, somebody will say something, somebody will say something, and putting those pieces together, you cannot have a complete idea. People say many things. But the best thing is when yourself you are in contact, then not only in contact, but sufficient association. Not only sufficient association, but tested association. Tested means you are trying to examine, is he a Vaishnav or not? It is a tested association. Before you test somebody, you should be some kind of Vaishnava yourself. Otherwise, how you can understand a Vaishnava? A junior can never understand a senior Vaishnava. You can have some idea, but you can never understand. Because Vaishnava is a representative of Krishna. One who is more in contact with Krishna, and you are trying to be in contact, and someone who is already in contact, or one who is more in contact, who is always in contact, all different degrees. So an aspiring disciple is trying to come in contact with Krishna. They are following sadhana bhakti. One time, when I just joined in Bangalore, in Mumbai, I was already 2 years and I did not take Diksha, but I was convincing many people already about Krishna consciousness. And then bringing him to the temple. I was not initiated at the time, but already bringing many, many people. So they asked me, our authorities, it's good, you are going out and bringing people, and then you are making devotees, but you should have a spiritual master, otherwise to whom you will introduce them to. The disciples' business is just bring whatever money, whatever people, and through the spiritual master or to the spiritual master, and you offer to Krishna. That is the business of a disciple. So somebody should know. There are so many gurus to whom you will introduce them. That time it was the system. Now the understanding has become better nowadays. Nowadays, we bring people to ISKCON. We don't brainwash people to take Diksha from here, take Diksha from there. You don't meddle, you don't manipulate with the prospective disciples. A disciple, he has to choose himself. The Siksha Guru's role is to educate people and bring them to a stage where he has to voluntarily come and say. No, you should not push somebody here and there. So this is very materialistic, mean-minded. Because no Vaishnava is looking for, I want disciples, I want followers. The Vaishnava himself thinks, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, I'm not even a devotee, what to speak of Guru? I'm not even a devotee. So, I don't have any disciples. I'm follower of all my disciples because they are giving me an opportunity to serve Krishna. So, he was so polite. Prabhupada also said, when so many devotees came, Prabhupada did not think that these disciples are my property. It's a wrong understanding. A guru in proper understanding, he will not think he's a guru, I'm a servant. And these people are helping me to serve Radha and Krishna. And similarly, he will not think I'm a guru, you think I'm a servant. These people are helping me to serve. So, that means there should not be any enjoying mentality. That means considering whatever devotees bring, that I can do anything with that I like. No, you will also think, now Krishna is sending some money here. How does Krishna want this money to be spent? You should be thinking like that. Now there is money, now I am going to spend like this. No, because he is not also a owner. They are thinking, now why is Krishna sending some money here? What service does he want? Krishna is sending money for his service and for the service of his devotees. Krishna is sending money. That means you should be out. Nothing for you. You are like a clerk. When money comes, boss and his family. So that is the mood of a manager. Even if you know money has come, let me have AC in my room, let me have some Innova Gadi. He's careful. So for Krishna's preaching, what is needed now? For devotees who are staying with me, that they are nicely working hard and serving. Krishna will be happy when you serve the devotees. When you serve yourself, Krishna will not be happy. So that means always in the mood of how to serve Krishna and his devotees. You are not in the picture. So but you are bringing some people and money. How can I use these people and money in the service of Krishna and for helping other devotees? Because it is offensive when things come, it is for my utility, things like that. So, we all have a mentality in conditional life. In conditional life, we have these two diseases, proprietorship and enjoyership. All of us, anyone who is in bodily consciousness, he wants all attention to himself, he wants all good things for himself. And he wants to be controller of others. That is the mentality. But to the degree you are advancing spiritually, you only become a facilitator. Facilitator. Facilitator means he doesn't have any powers to himself. Sometimes we appoint some facilitator. The owner will put somebody, be your superintendent, be a manager. He cannot do anything he likes. Boss will tell the manager, I want things to go on like this. And manager simply has to implement the boss orders and instructions. So that is called facilitator. So, if you don't want to fall down in spiritual life, if you don't want to become offensive, so that's why we say, proper authority and proper subjects. If the subject is properly in proper consciousness, and if the authority is in proper consciousness, everything will go on smoothly. You know your responsibilities, I know my responsibilities, and then there is no room for friction, conflict, chaos and all that. The disciple doesn't know his responsibilities. The guru doesn't know his obligations. Then you try to control the guru, or the guru will try to enjoy the disciples, exploit the disciples, and there will be a complete havoc. Everyone here should have servant consciousness. Outside world, everybody is boss consciousness, boss. Whereas ISKCON, the mission, which is teaching servant consciousness, always, let's say, proper disciples will be very humble, cooperative. When will you become angry? When will you become angry? When you want to be boss or controller, but that is not allowed, then you become upset. I could not control the situation. But if you don't have that mentality, if you are in servant consciousness, if you are in servant consciousness, a servant, whatever is given to you, will take it. No conditions. It's whatever. You will not be angry also, because a servant is simply dependent. He cannot demand. Servant cannot demand. Whatever is given, he takes it. I want roti, otherwise I will go away from here. Like that. That should not be the way. Of course, when there are some things we may say, for health reasons, for our condition, you may submit your plea and then let the authority decide. No demands. That means we are not in spiritual life. I feel like this, I feel like this. And kindly, this is what I have to say. You decide what is best for you. You tell your condition and then you leave the room. Don't dictate terms. A disciple has a right to say whatever he has. At the same time, he has to say like a disciple. It's a pariprasnana sevaya. Keep that service, seva mode. I am servant. I cannot challenge you. I cannot dictate you. I cannot control you. I cannot disregard you. So the unqualified disciples, they create big mess in the ashram. Bad disciples set bad example, how everybody can also become bad. Learn from that. Good disciples, they set good example. Prabhupada said, the daughter and daughter-in-law. The daughter is always with the mother. Daughter-in-law comes from outside. She comes to the house. She is a new person. Human relationships are very fragile. A good start, good faith, then things will go on. The moment, in the beginning itself, the loss of trust, then difficult. You don't understand in proper consciousness. So, whenever you are dealing with people, first, you should win their confidence and trust and love. And slowly, in a suggestive, flexible way. So Prabhupada is very lenient when he is dealing with new people. Very lenient. So that everybody was loving Prabhupada like anything. And then when disciples they advance, and then the Guru begin to take leads out. They are staying for more than some time, and they are doing bhajan for more than some time. They are expected to be, more reformed people. What is the difference between a new devotee and what is the difference, you know, between a new devotee and a devotee staying for 10 years or 5 years, 6 years? Very, you know, as you stay in the mission, the relations have to become very harmonized and understandings to be very deep. Love and trust. When there is love and trust, you criticize, you chastise, but you feel the love behind it, that there is love and trust. In the beginning itself, you start blasting. And then our parents' love, it will come to your mind. I'm not getting love yet, forget me. No. I'm comfortable more with my parents. So it's a whole thing, how to bring a person who is very crude. How to bring a crude person into a finished product. Wonderful Vaishnava. So, disciples, they should know how to cooperate. If there is faith, if there is love and trust, yeah, I'm being told to do something. Well, there is something good for me in this. Vaishnavas, whenever they say something, Prabhupada, whatever he was dealing with, it's not that Prabhupada is busy, he doesn't know the sentiments of others, he doesn't know the needs of others. The Vaishnava is simply living to is living to help others. So where is the question of not knowing the needs of others? When we become busy ourselves, then we don't know what else. But we are here to help, serve, and assist others. There is no difficulty in understanding, you know? Like it is called preconceived. Preconceived means preformed opinion. You have opinion about others before you really get to know them. Not good. Always be open-minded, always be, others are good people. Always be with that mood. Don't find fault in others. These are all called what? Pointers. If you want to be a devotee, accept me, everyone is good. You should always keep that in our mind. And second thing, I don't want to see faults in others. And anything that is happening to me, I see it as a test from Krishna. Only last thing is that I have tried all these Vaishnava techniques and tried to cooperate. But time and again, it is proved that he is only exploiting me. after giving all these concessions. But if you really implement these slogans, then you see, you'll begin to understand, I'm told for my own benefit. So, Prabhupada said to be a Vaishnava is a big responsibility. Is there anyone more than a Vaishnava in this world? A Vaishnava is the culmination of culture. Vaishnava is the culmination of everything. The last thing in the 84 lakhs of species, the lowest is an unicellular organism. And the highest is a devotee. And in between, you have 84 lakhs of consciousness. The 84 lakhs of species is not by physical appearance. There are 84 lakhs of consciousness. That means combinations of tamogun, rajogun and sattogun. And then there are 84 lakhs. And when all these are finished, and no more combinations, then the last thing is Siddha Sattva. Siddha Sattva means Vaishnava. So, Vaishnava is a very deep personality. Like Munikrishna was telling me, they had some problem. One devotee, another, he did like this, so I did like this. He did like this because he was nonsense. Why should you do like that? You are also nonsense. He did like that, Maharaj. So, Alan, he is not a good Vaishnava. What about you? If you behave like him, then you are also like him. So, this is a Vaishnava relationship. Others may be anything, anything, but why don't you behave like a Vaishnava? And educate him. So, because we are only seeing faults. If you are seeing faults in others, understand that those faults are in you. Otherwise, suppose I think she is envious, you are thinking that she is envious. That means you are envious. Under such circumstances, you become envious. She is envious. If you are not envious, you don't see that. Why she is doing like that? You try to understand. But don't assume that somebody is bad. Unless you are bad, you don't know. Suppose he is doing something. Maybe he doesn't know how to behave. It's not intentional. Because you do it intentionally, you think he's doing intentionally. You see? You do things intentionally. See, you think, Lakshmi is trying to harass me, you know? Then you have a harassing mentality. If you don't have a harassing mentality, maybe Lakshmi doesn't know. So maybe I should behave well, so he will know. So don't assume people. Very important. Don't assume. Unless you have those tendencies in you, then only immediately jump, oh, you're also like that. We are already like that. So, that's why Prabhupada was very expert. You'll never see any weaknesses. He'll engage seeing your positive things. Yes, encourage them. And then let him do bhakti for more time. So Prabhupada was always removed. That the soul is pure in everybody. She is behaving not well, he is not behaving well, but it is not the real nature because they are all very great people. They are all very great people. So I should know how to encourage them. Get it out. Deal with them. Then That's it said. If you are directly criticizing someone, that means you are offending the ego. The Vaishnava will change the other person without hurting their ego. Just ignore that and try to expertly. Vaishnava Bada Chatur. That's why he's saying it is easy to become guru, it is easy to become relative, it is easy to become father, mother, and worshipable demigod. You are already 30 years old. So, if you are 30 years old, you are leader for all the people who are below 30 years. Then you are senior by age. So, this kind of leadership automatically you get. But real leadership is the same. You can produce children and you are already, that is easy. But to become real father and mother, Pita Janani, that is not a joke. To become real mother, real father, real guru, real demigod, that is not easy. If you are really a father and mother, if you are really a guru, what is Namo Chayadhyā Samupaitya Mrityam? Your only business, whether you are father or teacher or guru or this, only business, this world is a terrible place and these people are under my care. I don't want to see them suffer, and how to help them to get out of this terrible world. So guru's business is how to get people out of modes of material nature. How to engage them. How to make them advance in spiritual life. Similarly, parents also. If you are not a Vaishnava, you are producing cats and dogs. If you are not a Vaishnava, you are producing materialistic people, all the professors in the university, simply making people enjoy your life, be egoistic. So, first, we have to become a follower. One who knows how to be a follower can be a leader. If you become a leader, you have to make followers. If you are not a follower yourself, how you can make them, help them to become a follower? Clash. So, it's a training process. How to be a servant, how to be a follower, how to be a subordinate. So, we have to really hold our tongue when we are trying to fight with authority. No, I should not be, because I am not a follower. If you are a follower, how can you be fighting with authority? Then you don't know why you have come here. Whoever has come here, they should know. You have come here to become a follower of Vaishnavas, a follower of Prabhupada. So you can only differ when your leader is not a Vaishnava. When your leader is not a Vaishnava, then you may differ. So he doesn't have any Vaishnava behavior, activities, attitude. So what is happening here? So when we are egoistic, quickly we forget, and then because of ego, we try to spoil the situation. People who don't have ego, they always reason. They always discuss, reason, nothing aggressive or dominating, everything. Vaishnavas are always goshti. Whenever there is a problem, they sit down for a goshti. No temper tantrums, no hot exchanges. That is in modes of meeting like tamogun. So always under the problem, what the scriptures say, what Prabhupada said, what other senior. So let us discuss and then come to a right understanding. So this is how he is saying that all our thoughts, all our activities, they are simply to liberate ourselves and try to liberate others. That is the business of a head. The head of any place, his business is liberation. Nowadays, nobody talks about liberation. Big, big leaders, go to scientists. No knowledge about liberation. Go to big, big leaders. They are trying to help you here. How I can... But nobody tells you how to get out of this world. Namochet is samupeta mritya. Before that, you try to get about death. Before death, you transcend death. When you realize that I don't die, before death you should realize that I am Atma, I have no death. You should realize that. Or before death you say, die before death. That is also there. Die before death means just before death if you ignore your body. Just already, suppose no ego, no status, no this, no that, this is all body consciousness. If you are dead before death, if you are dead before death, then somebody may insult you, not upset. Somebody may ignore you, somebody may provoke you. But because you are not egoistic, you just read how to deal with this situation in the Krishna consciousness. If you are egoistic, then there is a clash, conflict. So, ISKCON is meant for becoming leaders. ISKCON is trying to make the leader class. For that we have to become the best, nice servant. That's why we are doing all these services. We are hearing all this. So how to become a very good servant? So that when the Guru tells you, now you take independent charge and you preach, then you will make nice devotees. So Guru should tell you, seeing your good qualification, go out. You are ready. You know how to groom anybody and everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasana Bhagavatam ki.